All right. So I was supposed to be talking about some boring news story, but I told my group to, yeah, I'm not going to do that. So every March Madness comes around, college basketball, and is the craziest time for college basketball during the year or even history. From low-seeded number 15 teams beating number one highly ranked, very prestigious, well-known basketball programs, it is all around an exciting experience. So this year, everyone's bracket has been busted yet again. I think it's been 20 years since the last perfect bracket, and although it sounds crazy, it's pretty realistic if you'd like to think about it. So, I mean, let's take an example here. From in the very beginning, Duke had high odds to winning it all, and they lost in the third round, which is unbelievable because they were the team to win. The next team, so I think their odds were like 3-1, and the next team behind them was North Carolina for a 7-1 odds. If you think about that, that's crazy, you know? And then not only that, but Villanova losing in the very first round, or excuse me, second round to number 8 Wisconsin, 65-62. It's just a crazy thought, you know? And then now we have left, especially in my tournament, I'm in a tournament bracket with 12 other people, and there is no one who has a team that has more than two teams in the Final Four. Actually, me and my brother, out of those two, or those 12 people, sorry, have all the rest of the people only have one team in there, which is a crazy thought to think about. That's why they call it March Madness, you know? And one of those teams being a number 7 seed, which is South Carolina. So from there, you know, it's March Madness, folks. It's a crazy time. And sometimes, you know, it's people get a little too stressed about it. And I just say, you know what? It's all for fun and games. You should just definitely calm, like take a deep breath, calm down. Everything's going to be okay. Go from there. So, you know, I'll leave you with this, that I have Gonzaga and North Carolina in the final. And those are my teams that I picked. And I hope they win, because if that happens, I beat my brother, who, you know, everyone loves a good rivalry with their own flesh and blood. So, yeah, guys, thanks for listening. My name's Brad Sloan. Tune in next time.
Hello, and welcome to your Boise State Newsline. I'm Antonio Madera.
I'm Megan Corcoran.
I'm Megan McAllister.
Due to a surplus of guests attending graduation at Taco Bell Arena, graduates of Boise State's 100th commencement ceremony will walk across the blue in Albertson Stadium to receive their graduate degrees on Saturday, May 6th at 10 a.m. I spoke with Associate Vice President of Communications and Marketing, Greg Hahn, for my Arbiter article this week to learn more about the logistics of the event. The expected arrangement has graduates positioned on the field facing the north end zone, while family and friends watch from the stadium seats. Each student will be displayed on the Jumbotron so audience members can see the graduates in detail as they receive their degrees. The gates to the field will open at 8:30 a.m. the morning of commencement. No tickets will be required, as there will be an open seating on a first-come, first-seated basis.
In other news,
it's only picking up your voice.
Okay, try it.
I recently talked with Tara Brooks, who is the university. Health Services Director of Business Operations for my Arbiter article on her proposal at the spring 2017 tuition and fee hearing on Tuesday, February 21st, when she talked to the Executive Budget Committee about raising the health services fee from $37.50 to $62.50. According to Brooks, the main reasons for the proposed fee increase were to provide funding for 3 additional mental health counselors, to add more peer educators within the area of prevention, and to investigate technological resources that will help better communicate prevention efforts with the students. After speaking with Ken Klein, the Associate Vice President for Budget and Planning, he said the fee increase was denied, leaving the health services fee at $37.50, but there will be an increase in the student activity fee to provide funding for the health services to hire one full-time and one part-time counselor.
Megan, tell us about the new Student Council Diversity Inclusion Club.
Patty Bowen looked into a new student organization starting on campus called the Council of Student Diversity and Inclusion for her Arbiter feature this week. The council will serve underrepresented groups on the Boise State campus through education and advocacy in an effort to eliminate institutionalized discrimination. As Bowen wrote, the council will work in conjunction with the Vice President of Inclusive Excellence, a proposed position that is part of the Executive Board of Associated Students of Boise State University, who, if the position is approved by the incoming ASBSU Executive Board, would serve as a liaison between the Council and the Executive Board of ASBSU. There has been a lot of discussion amongst committee members planning the future of the organization, as well as with some members of the Associated Students of Boise State University, in order to make sure the Council has a successful start.
That's it for your Boise State Newsline. I'm Antonio Madera.
I'm Megan Corcoran.
I'm Megan McAllister. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week.